Get ready, gals. Pull those shoulders back. Stand up straight. Adjust the posture. Take a deep breath. It's not only snippet time, but it is July, and we're experiencing a brand new snippet land. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you quit drinking with confidence, build unshakable self-trust, and lead a bold life that turns heads. I'm Becca Jacobson, and today's snippet is special. It is the first Wednesday in July, and as you know, if you were with me last week in July, the snippets are going Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Not only that, gals, but there's a slight shift in the way we're doing things around here. Let me tell you about it. First of all, this episode is for the woman who's tried all the programs, joined all the groups, and still felt invisible. I want to share an email with you that I got from a client, and it's going to show you what happens when we stop trying to fix ourselves and start letting ourselves be seen. But of course, in order to be seen, we have to have someone willing to see us. And that's where I come in. So let me back up, tell you the story. About back in May, I did a live event, and one of the women that attended the five-day event, at the end of it, she sent me this email. Hi, Becca. I would love to join the Perspectives class. I really need to do something to change my alcohol habits. On Saturday, when you said, Sarah, I see you, I do not know if you were talking to me or the other Sarah, but I took it as me. Every group I've tried to join in the past, I have felt like a number and not a person. Thank you for seeing me and having this program. It's what I've been looking for quite some time. Gals, I changed this woman's name to maintain her anonymity, but Sarah has been with me ever since. She joined me, but I wanted you to hear what she said. I remember that day we were in the Zoom together. And I don't plan. I don't go in there thinking, let's see, if I say the right thing, maybe someone will join my program. I don't do that. What I do is I see you. I care about you. I reflect what you need to hear in order to change your life. It's very important to me what I do here in Snippetland. And the things that I do here are to help you be seen, because that's actually what we're all looking for, especially, now hear this, this is really important. This is especially true of women who are in leadership positions or in positions of authority, whether it be professional or business. I can speak to this because as a college professor for 20 years, we're looking after our students. We're there. We're showing up. We are the person in the place of authority. Who the heck is looking at us? Nobody. Of course, we take care of that, hopefully, in our private lives. But if you aren't, so if you're a woman in a position of authority, a leadership position, who's ambitious, showing up in life, looking after your career, all of the things I know you're doing, who is there for you? Who is seeing you? I'm here to say, in all likelihood, no one, and that's why you're using the alcohol. There's nowhere to go for you to relax and be seen, for you to be the one being helped. Now, that doesn't mean you haven't tried a counselor. It doesn't mean you haven't tried this program or that program. Has any of them helped you feel seen? If they had, you wouldn't be hearing this snippet because you'd be off in happy land. You'd be in happy land already, but you're not. You're here. You came. You found the snippets. That means you haven't been seen yet. Today's episode is about being seen. And when I looked at the screen that day in Zoom and I saw all the people in there, and I knew, and I could see Sarah's box, but I couldn't see her. Her camera was off. There were many women in the Zoom room with her cameras on, but Sarah's camera was off. And so I just looked at it and said, Sarah, I see you, and invited her to come in. It's very hard for some of us to show up in sobriety places. Our anonymity is important. It's hard for us to be vulnerable. It really is. And I'm so grateful that she shared that email with me, because that is why I'm here, to let you know that you are seen if you will allow yourself to be seen. And that's what today's episode is about. I'm here to share something I am so freaking excited about. I could barely wait till July to tell you about it. This is something I've created. I've been working on it over the last few weeks, getting ready for our new July rhythm, which, as I said, is a Monday, Wednesday, Friday rhythm for sobriety snippets and Saturdays, with Saturdays being the Saturday sanctuary for those of you who are in your first year of sobriety. So this is the new rhythm in July. But the other thing that's new in July is I'm offering you one and only one option to get closer to me. One and only one option to come farther and deeper into snippet land. And that, my dear, is something that I've created and I've called it the sacred mirror. Why? Because you need to be seen. We need reflection. We don't just need to reflect ourselves, because when we go and we look in the mirror, even when you're looking in the mirror, you're not seeing yourself. You know what you're seeing? I can guess. Let's see. You're over 40, so you stand in front of the mirror and you see, oh my God, there's a wrinkle. Well, I see a gray hair. Why does my neck look like that? Oh my God, look at my arm. What happened to my arms? Why do they look like that? That's what you see when you look in the mirror. When somebody else sees you, they see a beautiful, intelligent, powerful woman, and you don't see her. And lately, you're seeing more and more of the wrinkles and the things you don't want to see. And the reason I know this is true, because we all do it. I have to force myself. I go into the mirror, I'm 59. I'm going to be 60 very soon. The body ages and it does what it will do, right? When I look in the mirror, I have to consciously remind myself to see Becca and not this aging woman that looks like my mother. Because that's actually, I look very much like my mother did at 60. And I'm, right? I have to go, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Who are you seeing here? But the reason I can do that is I have a coach. I have a personal development life. I have a private life that ensures I can show up for you. And if you don't have someone helping you reflect and see yourself for who you are, not a pile of aging skin or whatever your personal complaint might be, but that's a physical mirror. I'm actually talking about a reflection that we get only from someone who's willing and courageous enough to say, hold on a second, are you sure that's what's going on here? A good coach reflects back to us the things that we can't see because we're subjectively attached to ourselves. We are emotionally attached to ourselves and we can't see our own stumbling blocks. Now you're smart. I know you know that. This is something we all know, but we also know, we also do this. You know what we do? We think, yeah, but I'm different. I'm sure I can see clearly. We've all got blind spots, yes, but I think I'm all right. We lie to ourselves. Hello, dear. Why all the wine, then? Why all the drinking? But that's just part of it. Let's keep going here. So what is the sacred mirror? What is the sacred mirror? So first of all, let me back up. Up to this point, if you wanted to come deeper into Snippet Land, I had several options for you. You could go to the show notes and you could opt into my guides. You could join a book study. You could book a call on my calendar. You could grab the link to a YouTube video that I made for you. You could grab another link to a 5-day video series I made for you. These are all ways I've been inviting you deeper into Snippet Land, and all of them are gone. They're still sitting there, but I'm not going to give them to you anymore. Instead, I have one opportunity and one only for you for the next few months, for the foreseeable future, and that is called the Sacred Mirror. I am so excited about this. Building it has been so exciting and so aligned. My creative juices got flowing. My love for you overflowed, and I created this experience for you that I've just been dying. I've been like a kid waiting for Christmas to tell you about it because I knew it was coming on July 2nd. Here is what the sacred mirror is, gals. It is a link that takes you to a simple form asking you to reflect on 3 key questions about your journey. You submit the answer to those questions. They come directly to me, and I respond with a sacred reflection. You go into the sacred mirror and I send you back a sacred reflection. And what is a sacred reflection? It is a personal voice note from me. This is not pre-recorded. It is not reply all. It is not some funnel that's sitting there running on evergreen. It is me reading your sacred mirror reflection and sitting down with my microphone and sending you back a sacred reflection in the form of a short voice note reflecting to you what I've heard you say. And I've keyed these questions so strategically as to allow you to share with me the information I need. This is all very brief, by the way, but you'll give me the information I need to give you a reflection that will help you see more clearly in that moment and give you a taste of what it's like. What it's like to have someone see you and give you back the reflection you need in order to see yourself. So this episode and the sacred mirror exist because of what Sarah said to me in that email. I created the sacred mirror so no woman ever feels like just a number again. I want you to know that you are seen and you are heard. And once you're seen, once you're heard, you can put down the wine and start your journey. It is very common for ambitious women who are high achieving to be emotionally starving for real, honest connection. This is not the same as the connection we get from our partners or even our BFFs, okay? This is honest connection that says, here's what I'm seeing, with love, with compassion, but with honesty and truth. And a good coach doesn't care if you get pissed off. If you don't like it, you don't have to take it. But I'm going to give it to you because I know that without it, you can't carry on and you can't get to where you need to go. So as I will repeat, it comes back to you with love, with compassion, a desire for you to grow, but no BS. I'm going to call it like I see it, just like I do here in the snippets. So does that require courage for you to go to the show notes and get your sacred reflection? Go into the sacred mirror, receive your sacred reflection? Well, I suppose it takes some courage, but you're not a wimp. You're not the kind of woman who hides. So I'm fairly certain you're going to step up and go ahead and do it. But because I know that that can feel vulnerable, I've recorded a private, unpublished episode just for the women who come in and do the sacred mirror. It's called This Is Just Between Us. You won't find it here on the snippets. It's never been published. It's only for those brave enough to be seen. So what happens is you go to the show notes, you tap the link, you go into the sacred mirror, answer a few questions, sharing with me where you're at on your journey, and I come back with a sacred reflection in the form of a short voice note that reflects what I'm hearing. And while you're waiting for the sacred reflection, I give you access to the private, unpublished episode called This Is Just Between Us. Let me tell you something. By the time you've gone through that whole process, you've gone through the sacred mirror, you've listened to the private episode, and then you receive your sacred reflection from me, you, in that moment, you're already changed. This is free, and it comes to you directly from my heart, gals. So I want you to know that from this time forward, every episode will have a link in the show notes going directly to the sacred mirror because it's the only thing I'm offering at this time, which is unusual. Most podcasters, most coaches want to offer you as many things as possible to get your attention. And I'm just not doing that anymore. I don't want to get everybody's attention. I want to hear from women like you who are ready to be seen and have the courage to share with me what's happening for you so that I can give you back an honest reflection that will actually make a difference in your life. Instead of downloading a PDF or watching yet another YouTube video, this is a real, true, honest connection, and it's not pre-recorded, and it is not bulk delivered. That, my dears, is what I have called the sacred mirror, and it is for you and you alone. Those of you who will do it, it's for you. And I know you know who you are, and I'm not worried about the rest of you who are wishing you had another YouTube video. just go to YouTube. There's lots of YouTube videos. I've even made some YouTube videos. But for those of you who are ready for this reflection, ready to be seen, but not only be seen, but have reflected back to you a little bit of the truth that can sometimes sting a little, that's what this is for. If this episode hits something tender or true, that means you're ready. Go to the show notes and come on in to the sacred mirror. I can't wait to meet you there. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.